What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday, Meat Friday. Got the Traegers fired up. Got some chorizo sausage, and we have some wings. They'll be coming off the grill in about 35 minutes from now. But welcome to the program. If you're just joining us, we've covered a lot of territory. Reggie Miller joined us in the first hour of the program. Pat Forte covers college football, and he was a downer. Had not much positive things to say about the sport coming back, but I got a great story for you coming up here. We'll get to that in a moment. By the way, the next great podcast, you can be involved in this contest. You go to nextgreatpodcast.com and you'll get the details there. Submit your pitch. And I wanted to do this to give you an opportunity to have somebody hear your idea. And we're going to select 10 semifinalists and give them $1,000 to produce a pilot episode. Then listeners from around the country will vote on their favorite podcast, and I'll go into business with you. That first year, I will be your partner. NextGreatPodcast.com, and I hope to work with you. McLovin, give me the poll question results so far.
Okay, if you had to bet on one team to get to the finals, Clippers or Lakers, it's actually 57% Clippers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I thought it would probably be around 60, 65% with the Clippers based off what the Lakers have and have not been doing so far in the bubble. Brooks Koepka might be the guy to beat at the PGA Championship, but it's hard to beat the story that Alex Noel is going to tell you about. He's a PGA professional. He's a high school golf coach. He's a math teacher, and he got invited to play in the PGA Championship, and yesterday shot a 7 over 77, and Alex joins us from San Francisco. How are you, Alex?
Great, Dan. Thanks for having me. This is so cool.
Okay. Just give people an idea. You're from Pennsylvania, and you're a math teacher there. You're the high school coach. And when do you find out that you're going to be playing in the PGA Championship?
So it goes back to mid-March. I'm actually given a lesson, and I get an email that they canceled our PGA Club Professional Championship, which was supposed to be in Austin, Texas. But that got canceled at the time due to COVID. And there was a link at the bottom of the email just saying top 20 on last year's national points list gets invited. Well, I guess for some reason I clicked that link because I'm like, oh, I'd like to see who are the lucky 20. And I open the email. I'm in 11th place. I'm like, how the hell am I in this golf? So it said, though, if they don't reschedule the PGA, if it's still held in May, I'm in the event. So right away, screenshot it, send it to my parents, send it to all my friends. I'm in the PGA. Next morning, they postponed the PGA. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So the rest of the summer, we're waiting to see if they're going to reschedule the Club Pro back into Austin, Texas. They eventually did. And by the end of June, it just, Austin was not a place to have a golf tournament with 300 guys coming in. So then they postponed and eventually canceled that again. And I was officially in the field about 3.5 weeks ago.
How much golf have you been playing?
Actually, way too much. As a club pro, we play minimally. So I've been playing probably 4 days a week up leading out, coming out here. And I played 2.5 practice rounds this week. And I said to my caddy after I hit 100 balls perfect yesterday on the range, I said, we're way too prepared. This is not going to go well. And I was on the course. And so I played pretty well, but a couple of my swings were nervy. And that's why I shot the score I did.
What was that like when they announced you on the first tee?
You can't as a teacher, you always want to prepare your students for these scenarios. You can't do it without that experience. I'm always an experience-based teacher. And when they announced my name, I took two deep breaths. I probably said two Hail Marys. And I aimed 30 yards more right because I knew I was just going to pull hook it. And I actually hit it pretty solid just into the left side of the rough, just missing the fairway. And all things considered, is a pretty good drive.
But here you are on the driving range. And I the only way I can relate to this is when I played in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, you're there with pros right next to you. And I have Nick Faldo right there next to me at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You're hitting with the other pros. Who were you next to on the driving range, and how surreal was that?
Monday when I got there, I was the first guy in the range, which was great because no one had to see what I was doing on my initial first couple shots on the range. And then Rory shows up. I'm like, that's nice. We see him bomb the ball. Wednesday was the coolest. After I got done with my 9 holes, I go to the far right range again. And then just Brooks walks up right next to me, parks his bag down. And then Spieth, two on the other side of me, parks his bag down. I look at my guys. I'm like, what the heck is that? And I'll be honest, yesterday I was next to Sung J.M., and I'm not trying to sound confident, but I probably hit it way better than him on the range. I mean, I was like, stripe show. And then when I got the golf course, it was not there.
That's what happens. I'm really good on the range.
Exactly.
It's just that long walk. It's a short walk usually from the range to that first tee, but boy, it's a long distance away from being on the range.
Well, even a funnier story is I was finishing up my practice yesterday on the chipping green, and I look up and Phil Mickelson is directly across from me chipping to the same flag. So I turn to my guys. I'm like, you have to take a picture of this. As I get back over the ball, I then blade one right at him. And he's like, thank God I moved. I'm like, yeah, you got to watch out around here. And he says, stay safe out there. And I said, no, I'm fine. You're the one in danger. He's looking at, and my captain says to him, that was with the Phil Mickelson grind Callaway wedge. And he turns around. He's like, no, it wasn't. So we had a good laugh. He came back over in the putting green to talk to us before I teed off. So that was really cool.
And all you want to do is get through unscathed. You know, you're not winning, but in your mind, you want to compete, but you just don't want to embarrass yourself. And here you are trying to be cool, and you nearly take out Phil Mickelson.
I sculled one into Rory on Monday. So if I could somehow see Tiger today, I'll probably purposely blade one towards him to say I got all three.
What was the shot that you took away from the first round where you went, that's pretty damn good?
18 was the shot I got on ESPN. Scott Van Pelt was announcing me. I had all my buddies send it to me. I had to hit a good drive that just didn't clear the rough on the left side of the ravine. I had to kind of hack it out. I had 55 yards in, and the pin was tucked just over the left bunker. And I actually just put in a 64-degree wedge this week because of the rough and the bunkers. And for me, if I take a pretty full swing at it, I can hit it about 55. And I hit it about 55 yards and 8 inches. I mean, I stuffed it right in there. So that was really cool. And actually, I was only 2 over on the front. That was my first 9. So I was kind of in the flow of the round until I got to 5 and 6, where I made a double and a bogey. And that's where the score got a little higher.
He's Alex Knoll. He is from Eastern Pennsylvania. He's a high school math teacher. Led the team to the district championship. First time in, what, the 100-plus years of the school?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was no – golf was the only sport in the school that didn't have a banner. And I said to my buddy, who's the AD, I said, within 5 years, you have to get one up there. We got it in our 4th year.
Would you rather win a state championship for your golf team or make the cut at the PGA Championship?
Make the cut every single time.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to be, you're a teacher and, you know, it's always about the kids, and nope, it's about you.
It's all about me this week. Absolutely.
Will you walk over? Will you see Tiger? Did you see Tiger at all?
Yeah, I walked by him on the range yesterday. I actually putted to the same hole as his on Tuesday. We're in the same wave, so I'll see him at some point later today as he's warming up. Yeah.
But does he say anything to you on the putting green?
Because he has his AirPods in. He's listening to something.
Oh, okay. So
I went up to him and said, the rough's really heavy. He kind of looked up to the side of the glance. He's like, yeah, it is, and then went back to his routine. He did take his AirPods out for Brooks Koepka. So I think if I was a little bit better in the world ranking, he would talk to me.
And you're carrying the Callaway bag there and flying the colors there. We love that.
Absolutely. They've been awesome to me. It's been great. I've been on some of their podcasts. Phil saw that too. That's why he came back over. It's been absolutely dream week. As I keep saying, every day is better than before, even though I shot a little worse than I would have liked. It still was incredible. And I acquitted myself. Well, I didn't shoot 100 out there. I just shot 7 over. So it wasn't terrible.
And you're going to tee off at around what? 5:45 our time, East Coast time.
Yes. 5:42 East Coast.
5:42.
Yes.
So we'll hopefully they'll have you in the coverage there. Do something incredible, will you, Alex? Just like, I mean, can you do something so we can, you know, don't break a club or anything like that?
Well, no, I'll just push down in my driveway.
DeChambeau did yesterday, breaking the head of his driver. That was crazy. Hey, it's a great story. And hopefully you have some great memories there. And don't screw up today on the driving range or the putting green, okay?
I'll try not to. I want to keep those guys safe, but I was thinking if I just took out 10 of them, my chances get a little bit better.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate your time. Good luck. That's great. Alex Knoll, K-N-O-L-L, and math teacher, the high school golf coach. And all of a sudden, you go to a website, you click on, you go, I'm playing in the PGA Championship. And this is a public course, Harding Park. But it is a difficult course. But, you know, even if he's a PGA professional, but that doesn't mean he plays a lot of golf. He teaches. Most of your teachers don't play a lot of golf. And it's not like he's traveling around the country playing in these, you know, these events here. He didn't even get to. But that's a pretty cool story there. Yeah, Paul.
He might be one of our better golf interviews. The guy's a star.
Yeah.
He's like a Chris Farley.
He looked like Kevin James a little bit. He looked a little bit like King of Queens there. A little bit. Yeah, see.
I love it because he's just such a, like, everyman.
Yeah. Well, he is.
You know? Yeah.
And that's what's great about the PGA Championship. You have PGA pros who get to play with these guys. Great story there. All right, some phone calls coming up. CB in California. Hey, CB, I told you that you guys would like that golf story. You know, we saw that story and we thought it'd be fun to bring him to your attention. Hey, CB, what's on your mind?
You know, I'm a wee bit concerned about the Lakers because they've been looking a little atrocious, but I see the format now because they're still in the first seat of the West. So they're doing, it's reminiscent of what Pat Riley did, you know, with the Showtime Lakers, resting at the end of the season, which they were fine with. with the extraterrestrial interplanetary and spine-tingling performances that the King has bestowed upon us, it's monumental that the Lakers win. Hey, let's face it. The Lakers are a mixed bag of nuts of so many sorts. And with our roster, and basketball is a great sport, hip-hop hooray will be our battle cry, because it will be do or die. I'm looking forward to the playoffs and embarking on it. The NBA, the Lakers, are looking to a brand new day. Go.
What? Yes, CB.
One other thing. I think Zion is a bit overrated. I've been watching some games. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't wow me too much. All I don't know if he's must-see TV for me.
All right. Well, thank you, CB. He was riffing a little bit there. Might have been reading a little bit, but he was riffing. I appreciate the effort.
Sounded like somebody cut from the toddler's playbook.
Ooh.
There's sort of a lot of, Todd, I think, is a big a fan of, like, I don't know, some kind of like poetry or something. Like, if he could say it in a poem, he'd like to a limerick or something, right?
That would be the way to go. Yeah. I found him, you know, oddly entertaining. I could relate to the way he delivered that.
Thank you, Tom.
Whatever that was that he was trying to share with us.
There was a doctor who was quoted talking to The Athletic about Zion Williamson. And he said that Zion is in a race against his own body. If you go watch his Duke highlights compared to now, the difference is profound. In my opinion, according to the doctor, his athleticism and conditioning have regressed substantially. He's less explosive, less conditioned, slower on defense, has already had a portion of his meniscus removed from his knee after an injury, and he's still under close monitoring from the medical staff. Yes, to all of those, but keep in mind, he went home and was out almost 2 weeks. He was quarantined. He went home for a medical emergency, came back. And he was quarantined for 4 days. This is a strange season. The only thing that would make me nervous with this is I was told he was in great shape, getting ready to go to Orlando. And somebody put out a picture where he was looks like he was in great shape. He doesn't look like he's in great shape. He has an ability to overpower defenders. And what happens, and at his size, he's going to get his shot blocked quite a bit. But he is so quick at getting it back and then, you know, coming right back at you. So you really have to stop him twice. That's, you know, probably the most impressive part of his offensive game is that ability to keep coming at you. And he does. Slower on defense, right? He doesn't play defense. Less conditioned, absolutely. Less explosive, yes. I'd like to see with a full off season and he's, you know, a normal regular season and see how he looks and how he plays. It is going to be an issue. We talked about this before the draft, even after the draft, even after he got injured. If you're going to weigh 285 and be 6'6", and you weigh 285 now, what are you going to weigh at 25? What are you going to weigh at 30? And that's why when we discussed this yesterday, Zion and Luka gives me long-term. Zion does not give me long-term. He might, but he doesn't give me. Luka's going to give you this at 25. He's going to give you this at 30. Because his game is not predicated based on being explosive, being quick. He plays angles. He's going to be a better shooter. He'll probably have a better team around him. But Zion, you know, long-term health is going to be an issue. It'll be an issue every single year. And as he gets older, he's not going to be as explosive. What will his game look like? The greats always add to their game. Jordan stopped being Air Jordan. He'd get you down on the post. Kobe did the same thing. LeBron added to his game. Magic added the set shot. Bird added to his game. You know, they all do. The great ones add to their game. Karl Malone became a better free throw shooter. Like Zion's going to have to be as he... He doesn't have a jump shot. I think he's a better passer than he's given credit for. I don't know if he's ever going to be a good defender. And at 6'6", 285, yeah, I'd have long-term questions about that. We'll take a break. It's coming up on 19 after the hour. More phone calls on this program. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Hiring can be difficult, but if you're a company that's currently trying to hire, you face new difficulties. from safely reopening your doors to finding the right person for a specialized role. I love this story. Housing Wire can relate. They needed a reporter to cover news stories on the U.S. housing market. So they turned to ZipRecruiter. And then that's how Housing Wire found Alexandra Roja. She had never imagined that she'd get a job during COVID because hiring was frozen. She created a profile on ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter matched her to Housing Wire's reporter job because her degree and writing skills were a great fit for the role. Housing Wire received her application only 4 hours after they posted the job. A couple of weeks later, Alexandra started her dream career. Let ZipRecruiter help you. Help you hire. And see why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates within the first day. Try now for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't ask much. I don't. Especially on a Meat Friday. I have the IT guy, and he's cooking on the Traeger grill. We got the chorizo sausages. We got two types of wings. And I always say we wait until around 11:40 Eastern. And I walk out, check on the grills, make sure they're good. I come back into the kitchen, and who has a wing in their hand? McLovin.
I know the 12:15 rule. I didn't know that the 11:40 Eastern rule was set in stone.
We unveil it on TV. It's a big unveil, a big reveal.
So nobody knows I was eating a wing?
Yes, they do. We know.
Okay, have you had any of that food today?
I have not had a wing today.
And have you had a sausage?
And I was told, well, it is my show. But I mean, like, if we're gonna.
You got that in your holster?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're wearing the man's name on your chest right now.
Yeah. Alan, the IT guy, says, hey, you should try the chorizo. I said, okay. And he said, let me know if it's too spicy. And I said, chorizo is never too spicy. That was it. I had one piece, and that was it.
How do you know I wasn't doing similar quality control?
Because Alan, the IT guy, didn't say, hey, McLovin, why don't you try the spicy wings here? Now, if he did, then I'll have a problem with Alan, and he'll probably be suspended. No, I'm kidding. Yes, Paul.
Dan, I believe the police would call this entrapment. You put out fresh wings out in the kitchen, and you ask one of us to walk by them. Believe me, if McLovin, if you didn't bust McLovin, I was going elbow deep in that thing of wings.
Oh,
that's
I know.
Fair. That's entrapment.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Wing trapment. Google it.
Is that what your lawyer would bring up?
Yes.
Your Honor, it was wing entrapment. Okay. By the way, Sidney Crosby's birthday today. I don't.
Yay.
Can anybody guess Sidney Crosby's age?
31.
I don't know his age. I just know it's his birthday.
Oh.
And he can be eliminated from the playoffs on his birthday. Yes, McLovin.
Does his nickname change as he gets older?
The kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like somebody whose name is Tommy or Bobby or Jimmy. Like when you get to be 60, are you still Tommy and Bobby and Jimmy? Yes, McLovin.
But Sid is a good old person's name, though.
But not a young person's name.
Yeah, Sid is like a 60-year-old accountant, not a hockey player.
Yes, Todd.
The kid is 33.
33. Okay. 33. The kid. Man, how time flies. All right. Some phone calls here. Shane in Idaho is joining us on the program. Shane, good morning. What do you have for me?
I was just wondering how you feel about the Big Sky canceling their season this year.
I'm not surprised. I brought this up a couple of weeks ago that you were going to have smaller conferences, ones that aren't big revenue producing conferences, and they would probably try to go into the spring. And also, if you think about it, if you can get TV eyeballs on your sport, on your program, and you're going to be in March, in February, Friday night game, a Saturday game, and you're going to be on TV, you're still able to, maybe by then we have fans, or at least a portion of your stadium is filled up, and you can pull it off. If you don't think you can pull it off now, then I understand where, like the SEC just put out their safety protocols. You know, they talked about everybody wearing masks, and, you know, so they run down all these requirements that they're going to have for their players. You know, they have the money in the SEC to be able to do this. You know, these other smaller schools, you know, Connecticut canceled. Connecticut was going to lose money. They didn't have a schedule. They had, you know, games against ACC opponents, Big Ten opponents. You know, those conferences are conference-only games. So if they can pull it off in the Big Sky, great. Good luck. I hope they do. Gibbs in Virginia Beach is back. Hi, Gibbs. What do you have for me today?
Allen Iverson, 27.1 points a game. Michael Jefferson, 24 points a game.
Gibbs is finishing his stat of the day from yesterday.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm my boys gave me a lot of guff yesterday for missing the post there, but tried to get it in. They also said I probably need to go back to my original nickname in not exactly Atticus Finch, because they said I wasn't exactly Ethan the stat guy either. I have a quick funny story and then a question for you. When I was on hold, Marvin came back on and asked Alex, "Alex, are you there?" And then you came on and asked Alex, "Are you there?" And I something was wrong with my phone, I guess, and I thought, man, are they talking about Alex Nose? Because you said you had a golf guy coming on, and I could probably riff about Harding Park a little bit, but I didn't want my Fritzy moment, Fritzy lying moment to come out on national television. Just a quick question. You know, you guys were talking about Kawhi Leonard possibly winning his championship on a third team and LeBron James winning his on a third team. No one's talking about Danny Green winning a third and possibly becoming the next Robert Horry.
All right. Well, thank you, Gibbs. How many titles does Danny Green have? I love watching Danny Green shoot, but does he have a couple of titles? Does he have two? Did he get those with the Spurs, I think? Did he win one with Toronto? Was he with the Raptors?
Yeah, yes. He won last year and won with San Antonio.
Oh, okay. All right. I still love that line, McLovin, you had for Gibbs when you said you're not exactly Atticus Finch because he's yes. He's a lawyer. And what kind of lawyer is he?
I think he's in-house for a construction company.
Yes.
I feel bad.
Oh, that was a brutal, brutal diss for Gibbs. But he was a good sport about it. Jeff in North Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
DP, first time, long time. 6 foot, 189. If I had two arms, I'd probably be 220 from all the weights I'd be lifting like Fritz. But anyway, I have a very early best and bester of the weekend. The best being Major Championship Golf is finally back on TV. Gives me something to watch. Watched about 12 hours yesterday because even though I watched it all, I watched highlights and reruns. But my bester is my stepdad came home from the hospital yesterday after we nearly lost him. He was at a restaurant, choked on some food, was in cardiac arrest for over 25 minutes. But he came home yesterday, and we're just glad to have him there.
Oh, well, that's great news, Jeff. Thank you. And we can't start doing best investors on Friday instead of Monday. I don't want this to become a habit here. Yeah, Paulie.
And that's tough to top. Gramps choking on a sandwich and coming home and making it out of it.
The official NFL opt-out number is 69. But Gronk will play.
Yeah, somewhere he just went,
that's my favorite number. Nice.
I think the Bosas and the Gronks could get together and you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. Like Joey Bosa feels like he could fit right in with the Gronks. But if you're going to hang, like, who's more bro-ish, the Bosas or the Gronkowskis? Like, it feels like a fight could break out at any moment with the Gronkowskis. I think the Bosas might be more chill. Yeah, McLovin.
Where do the Watt brothers fit in that group?
Okay, if we had, you could pick two brothers. And you have to go into the octagon. So I got both Boses. I got both Watt brothers. You got another one in there too. So TJ and JJ.
They have a fullback in that family, right? Those guys are tough.
But Derek can't go in because I can only have two brothers that go in because there are only two Boses. Unless their dad goes in. He's a former first round pick, I think, for the Dolphins. And then you got the Gronkowskis. Feels like a reality show right there. Yeah, Paul.
With the Gronkowski brothers, you're going to get hit in the groin a lot. With the Bosa brothers, you're probably going to go like Jeep shopping. Like they'll go out Jeep shopping together, buy bigger Jeeps. The Watt brothers, you're probably going to go to a charity event and then eat a nice, healthy meal.
Yeah, see.
Because off the fields, we're good-ass dudes.
Good-ass dudes.
Oh, when JJ had his speech there?
Good-ass dudes.
Do we have the audio of that? And off the field, we're good-ass dudes. Okay. Yes, McLovin.
I've seen some lists that are putting T.J. Watt in the upper echelon of NFL players.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
So is he like the new J.J.?
He might be better than his brother right now. He might be. Don't tell J.J. I said that. Did you see where it came out that Russell Wilson Jr. III referred to himself as Mr. Unlimited a couple of years ago?
What does that mean?
That he can do everything. It's limitless. Total confidence. Mr. Unlimited. Trevor in the Midwest, it says. Marvin put up Trevor from the Midwest. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
So, 200 pounds, 6'1". Got a quick story for you.
All right.
So, I got a cousin who's an offensive lineman on a team here in the Midwest. And he told me from the get-go when COVID started that they had never stopped working out the whole time. So we had there's an industrial area in our city where they came in and used an abandoned warehouse, and they brought in workout equipment, and they did teams of 12 with personal trainers that were hush-hush to go work them out. And then there was also a couple locations in the city here where they worked out on the field, out in the open. They just didn't wear any team colors. And he confirmed for me multiple times that that was going on ever since COVID started, and they never stopped. So, I mean, I don't know. That's making me think that with this whole Michigan-Ohio State deal, it's like everybody was doing it, and whoever's going to get caught and got pictures taken, they're going to get the fingers pointed at them. But, I mean, I think everybody has to be doing it to stay competitive, you know. They can't let their guys fall off, not lifting weights for that many months.
Can I buy Spotted Cow in your state?
I don't know, Dan.
I think Trevor from Wisconsin is probably joining us on the program. But thank you, Trevor. And I do love Spotted Cow. Nice little beer that you can only get in Wisconsin. Let me see. What else do we have here? George in Ohio. Hi, George. What do you have for me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you were talking about names. My mother and grandmother were still alive. They'd be calling me Georgie. Yeah. Always call me Georgie.
Yeah, I was Danny for a long time with my mom.
Yeah. And I had a nickname in high school. My last name is Blue, so I was Vida. You remember Vida Blue?
Yeah, with the Oakland A's, San Francisco Giants. Loved Vida Blue.
Yeah, went through all high school, Vida Blue.
Yeah.
Hey, and kind of responding to the poll question, I was wondering, what do you think is better for the game? If the Lakers win, the Clippers win, I mean, is it so many LeBron fans that would be okay? Or what do you think? It's like the early 90s. The Phoenix Suns are really good. And the Utah Jazz certainly deserved a championship. But Jordan won. Was it, you know, I guess that's two questions. What do you think is better?
All right. Thank you, George. Georgie. Ask, answer, ask. It's one of my pet peeves,
Todd?
I
know about that.
Right, Todd?
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves. You ask
a
question, then you answer the question, then you ask the question.
I thought it was lovely the way he posed that. But
thank you. I'm sure you did. Probably better for the NBA that the Lakers win a title. Because people will talk about it, what it means. Like if the Clippers win, you'll go, wow, that, you know, great story with Kawhi. The Lakers and LeBron, he's so polarizing to people that if he wins another, now he's got four and he won a title on three different teams, and I don't know. It feels like that's a story that people will run with for a while. If you had the Milwaukee Bucks win, it would be a great story. You know, that they win one, you know, first time since they had Kareem and Oscar Robertson. If Toronto won again, I mean, they're nice stories, but a story that is larger than the actual NBA would be LeBron winning a title. Here is J.J. Watt with a do you have this with yeah, Paulie?
So it's J.J. Watt from Hard Knocks about 5 years ago, and then us adding to what J.J.
Okay. All right. Last night.
Hey, the philosophy of this squad is off the field, we're good-ass dudes. We're nice guys. We do the right thing. On the field, when you step on the field, you're the baddest on the planet. And together, we're the baddest team on the planet. And that's the way we're going to attack every day. I don't care who walks into our building. I don't care whose building we walk into. We're the baddest out there. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3. Texans.
It loses a little bit when you hear a grown man going, wee. It's like you're on a roller coaster.
With your kid on swings.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Off the field. We're good dudes. Yeah, Paul.
We're going to help old effing ladies across the street. We're going to look both ways at the crosswalk like nobody's business. We're going to pay our taxes on time?
And we're going to effing stop at a stop sign. No rolling through that. You hear me?
We're going to have a nutritious, balanced diet like nobody's effing business.
We're going to have 3 effing square meals a day.
We're going to children's hospitals.
Going to church. And we're buying Girl Scout cookies. You effing hear me?
8 effing hours sleep. Get him. Let's get him.
Yeah. Whee! We're going to effing call our moms. Not exactly the motivational speech that's going to get me ready for battle. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
Texans on 3. 1, 2, 3, Texans. We played that for J.J. Watt at the Super Bowl. That was like 4 months later. We're like, you know, we should play this for you just to let you know. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and we will join McLovin in enjoying some wings during this live look-in on the Traeger Grill. Yes, Todd?
Our wings are like 18 minutes colder than McLovin, so not really.
You know what? They just got 20 more minutes colder because you'll wait until noon.
What is that about?
Are you going to sass me here?
Back row crime, I just pulled. I tried to pull off there.
You're going to sass me a little bit here.
A little bit.
And you don't know how to...
I wasn't sassing you. That was a little shot at my friend here that he had a head start.
But you said that they're cold, and now you're going to get them later, and now you're going to get them even later than that, Todd. And you would have no idea how to heat these things up anyway.
No clue. You throw it in a microwave? Is that the way to go?
We're going
to
take a break here. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know why we do that when you say, oh, he's my best friend in the world. Like there's somebody outside the United States that we have to factor in. He's my best friend in the end. Nobody ever says, he's my best friend in the United States. He's my best friend in the world.
Domestic or international?
Yes, Paulie.
I only have one story about your brother Dave, but years and years ago when we were at ESPN, we were in, I think, Detroit where he was working. Us three went out to dinner. And I was, you know, a new guy. I'd just gotten promoted. And part of my promotion, they gave me a corporate card, ESPN. And I was like all excited. I knew my little corporate card. I'd take it. I go, hey, look, they gave me a corporate card. And Dave goes, fantastic. And he ordered a big steak and a big shot of whiskey. And I had to buy.
Well, he's in management in radio. So he knows about that corporate card.
He had some fun with it.
Loading that up. Do you know that when we used to turn in receipts, you know, if we'd go out to dinner and you take people out to dinner at the mothership, you always had to say who was out with you. I only did that twice in 18 years there. And both times they flagged it and they wanted to know what ESPN employees were with me because they were going to dock them per diem. True story. Yeah, see.
I got flagged once for mine back then because Rick Riley bought beers at lunch and they were like, you can't put beers on your corporate card. And I was like, well, I didn't.
So did Riley buy them or did he buy them and put them on your card?
Oh, no, he bought them and put them on my card.
Well, then he didn't buy them.
Yeah.
He ordered them.
Yeah, all right. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, he ordered them.
Yeah, he ordered. Yeah, Paul.
I got flagged. Same thing as Seton. Similar. We had a guest in the radio studio at ESPN in New York City, and I bought him lunch, just lunch, not a beer or anything. And like, well, you can't be buying anyone and their brother lunch. I'm like, it was Carl Lewis, one of the greatest Olympians of all time. He was in studio. I bought him like a Caesar salad. It was $9.
And I would be out with other people in management at the mothership. And if they could put it on your expense report, do you know that I work with a guy? God, he took his curtains, his living room curtains, and he got them cleaned on the road and put that on his expense report. As God is my witness. So he took down his curtains.
That seems excessive. That might be taking advantage of the policy.
Oh. It's like, oh, what'd you pack? Oh, I got this. Oh, you brought your curtains.
Oh, your drapes. Wonderful.
He got his curtains cleaned on the road. Yes, McLovin.
Did he put them in a suitcase? How did he transport?
Yes. He brought an extra a bag or something there, suitcase.
But every once in a while, you might get a hotel room that doesn't have curtains in the window, so he has it ready.
Well, I thought he might, you know, have one of those strange afflictions that, you know, you have to darken the room, or maybe his eyesight or something, or has problems sleeping. He got his curtains cleaned on the road. All righty. Does anything stand out in those SEC rules that just came out, Paulie?
No, the SEC football rules, they said coaches would wear masks on the sidelines. They list about 30 different precautionary things with the upcoming season. But we were saying it's more about, hey, full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Here are the things we're going to do when we start playing football in 4 weeks.
But when they say they have to wear a mask, are these just masks like we wear? Or is it a mask while you're playing football?
No, it appears it's the staff and the assistant coaches on the sidelines.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if there was anything that was really groundbreaking there. Final results of the poll question, McLovin. Last call for phone calls.
Who would you bet on, the Clippers or the Lakers? It's actually 53% Clippers now. Close to 50-50.
This day in sports history, Paul.
This day in 1999, the great Tony Gwynn of the Padres got his 3,000th hit, which is tough for me to say. And a reminder that at age 37, Tony Gwynn hit 372 one year.
But as McLovin likes to point out, batting average, overrated.
Yeah, I mean, his on-base percentage was the same as Adam Dunn.
Don't even try that Adam Dunn stuff again.
Hey, it's sabermetric hero, Adam Dunn.
Who would you rather have, Adam Dunn or Tony Gwynn?
Oh, Adam Dunn three times a week. No, I would take Tony Gwynn. But Bryce Harper, by the way, is hitting 250 with a 490 on-base percentage. He walks every time.
Walks are entertaining, man.
Yeah.
But you guys, why is it a walk a hit? I mean, why is it different? It's the same thing. It should be part of your batting average.
But you didn't hit.
Right, but you got to first base. What's the substitute difference? This is the last thing you want to hear on a Friday.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm limping to the finish line here. I got wings waiting for me.
I don't.
Chorizo. No, I'll let you at the top of the hour. I'll let you eat. You know, Fritzy got his grimy hands in there and grabbed some wings as well.
I did.
Yeah. Let me see. Anything else I need to mention here? Gary in South Dakota. Hey, Gary, what do you have for me?
Yeah. Hello, DP. Love your show. Longtime fan. Say, I wanted to happy birthday to Dave too.
All right.
I wanted to throw in a set of brothers we might have neglected. I think that'd be pretty tough in the octagon to be the Kelsey brothers.
Yep, those two. Well, you got one. It's crazy, and the other one's Travis. But yeah, that. Thank you, Gary. That's a good suggestion there. You just call it Oh Brothers, and then you just have them fight, Todd. What do you think?
That.
That's the reality.
It's workable.
Yeah, something like that. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program, other than my baby brother is 60 years of age.
Best friend in the whole world.
Yes, he is. Not just the United States. I'm including the whole world. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Reggie Miller cannot believe you would critique to his face in studio the all-time NBA three-point scoring leader Ray Allen on how to shoot.
Oh, nobody has a better time with that than Seton. He was like, oh, you said you're doing it wrong.
You know you're doing that wrong. Right? And he goes, excuse me? Yeah. He's holding a basketball in his hand. Like, he couldn't possibly be referring to the thing that I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah. It was surreal.
One of the top five players who's ever picked up a basketball when it comes to shooting.
You did that. Yep. Like, what did you just say?
I know. McLovin, what'd you learn?
Reggie's leaning Clippers over Lakers, probably.
Seton, what'd you learn?
Alex Noll having an all-time weekend.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it was a great appearance. Paulie?
Local pro Alex Noll. He should be on TV. He should be a sideline reporter.
Backroom guys have their podcast. They do it every Friday, and we'll have it for you a little bit later on today. What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. You can start online. Network of independent attorneys. They provide advice when you need it the most. They're not a law firm, so you don't have to leave your home. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. Talk to you on Monday. Thanks. Be safe this weekend. Oh, but wait, there's one more item. And put this on your to-do list. Check out the Everyday E25 earbuds from Raycon. They started about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market. But they sound just as amazing as the top audio brands you know. You get seamless Bluetooth pairing, 6 hours of playtime. The E25 earbuds, I love. A lot of bass in there. You got the great design. Gives you a nice noise isolating fit. The earbuds are comfortable. Perfect for a conference call or a video chat or binging a podcast. Raycon earbuds are stylish, discreet, no dangling wires or stems. And you've heard me talk about this company. It was co-founded by Ray J. Snoop Dogg loves them. Cardi B wears them as well. And now you can wear the same wireless earbuds. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Patrick. Buyraycon, RAYCON.com/Patrick for 15% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Patrick.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.